WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Schubert was one of the world's greatest songwriters. He composed more than 600 songs. One of his greatest works was his cycle of 24 settings of Wilhelm Müller's cycle of poems Winterreise, or Winter Journey. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording that has some extremely unusual features.
What's wrong with this musical picture? I played this music for a friend without telling him what it was, and his first guess was Schubert, but then he wasn't so sure. It sounded familiar, but he couldn't quite place it. It's actually the first song in Schubert's most ambitious song cycle, Winterreise. Only here, the words aren't sung. The melodic line is played on the viola. The performers are the great German pianist and accompanist Hartmut Hoell and the violist Tabea Zimmermann. They are part of a fascinating experiment, along with the equally remarkable Japanese mezzo-soprano Mitsuko Shirai, who is married to Hoell, and the actor Peter Hertling. These performers are trying to shake us out of our complacency about Schubert. They rightly think that although this music is very beautiful, it's not merely pretty. They want to restore its original and devastating, almost existential power. Their new recording is called Two Times Winterreise. The first of its two discs is devoted to the viola transcriptions and to readings by Hertling excerpted from the original German poems. This gets us to hear the music and the words as separate entities, to think about them independently. On the second disc, Shirai sings the words as Schubert intended, and this version is even more powerful and more radical than the strictly instrumental one. Since the poems are in the voice of a male character, they are usually performed by a male singer. In the liner notes, Shirai discusses this change of voices. In order to be able to sing this cycle as a woman, she says, it is necessary to have before one's eyes an ideal, that of the voice as a medium, neither male nor female, but effectively conveying an appalling story and life situation. The cycle depicts a basic human experience of rejection, of isolation. There are no ardent love songs from a male perspective. So this Winterreise is not just about a man who has been betrayed in love and is wandering through a winter landscape depressed and lonely. The landscape itself becomes an outward image of all human desolation. Listen to the crow circling overhead, the singer's inescapable companion till death. Oh, Herl's accompaniments are among the most vividly dramatic ever recorded. And though Shirai's voice is not the most beautiful sound you've ever heard, it is extraordinarily incisive and insightful. This partnership is of such long-standing intimacy that you feel privileged to be allowed to overhear.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and author of the new collection of poems, Goodnight, Gracie. He reviewed a new recording of Schubert's Winterreise on the Capriccio label.